In 1960, a journalist sneaked his way into the church to photograph Padre Pio. But what he experienced defies reason. Stay tuned to hear this exciting story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today I'd like to share a captivating story that not only showcases the incredible life of Padre Pio, but also unfolds like an exciting adventure. This account comes from the book Amazing Miracles of Padre Pio and the Stories Behind Them by Frank M. Riga. Our story centers on Mario De Renzis, a journalist for the Italian newspaper Il Tempo, who was assigned to cover Padre Pio. Listen to this. It was 1960, and at the time, the national press was focusing on the stigmatized friar from San Giovanni Rotondo. In an era becoming saturated with materialism, the example given by this humble servant of God constituted a ray of hope amidst the darkness of modern society. Consequently, Mario's editors at Il Tempo assigned him to report on and photograph the friary, the crowds, and the beloved friar himself. The little town of San Giovanni Rotondo had been portrayed in the media as a mecca for those on summer holidays, with tourists regarded as a great source of income. When Mario arrived at San Giovanni Rotondo for the first time, he made a quick tour of the area, admiring the convent church, the new hospital, and noting the many shops and movements of the people. However, when he proceeded to enter the church, he was stopped by the ushers and told that photographers could not enter. This restriction could mean the failure of his entire assignment. Fortunately, just at that moment, several buses pulled up. As the pilgrims disembarked and made their way into the church, Mario blended in with the crowd and managed to slip inside. Padre Pio was at the altar. Mario discreetly and skillfully began to snap pictures. But he was soon spotted, and the ushers reacted as if it were the end of the world. Amidst the commotion, Mario escaped and made straight for an exit and found himself in the garden of the convent. Noticing a staircase and with no time to lose, he climbed up, not knowing where it would lead him. He found himself in a little corridor that led to an open door. It was the entrance to Padre Pio's cell. Now listen to this. Although he had photographed Padre Pio just minutes earlier in the church, there he was, in the flesh, in his room. How was this possible? A healthy person would need at least 15 minutes to get there, and with Padre Pio's painful wounds, he could only move slowly. Mario and Padre Pio shook hands. With Padre Pio's permission, he took several photos of him in his cell. The emotions and surprise of this encounter were so strong that the photographer didn't fully comprehend what had actually occurred. Padre Pio, the stigmatized priest, had clasped his hand without hesitation or apparent discomfort. A strange feat considering his wounded, painful palms. As Mario left the cell, he thought about the marvel everyone was talking about, bilocation. In light of Padre Pio's extraordinary capabilities, he concluded that he had not been in the presence of Padre Pio's physical body, but rather of his soul, his essence. Bodily pain doesn't pertain to the soul, which is why Padre Pio was able to tranquilly shake his hand. With his photography assignment completed, Mario visited local shops for souvenirs before returning to Rome. Back at the newspaper's offices, he developed his photos, which turned out beautifully. Padre Pio celebrating Mass, the moment of communion, the large crowds. However, when he looked at the pictures taken with Padre Pio in his cell, he noticed a strange anomaly. The room was clearly visible, but Padre Pio was nowhere to be seen. Although his assignment at San Giovanni Rotondo was a success, and Il Tempo sold out at the newsstands, Mario kept his experience private. He never told anyone about what happened. Even 30 years later, he was filled with nostalgia when reflecting on his encounter with the Holy Friar. Padre Pio, with his extraordinary abilities, helped him achieve immense satisfaction professionally, but more importantly, enriched him spiritually. "Now I can say it with greater clarity," he later reflected. "My soul is filled with strong emotions that, at the mere memory of the encounter, still make my heart throb." Such was Padre Pio's zeal to win over a soul. End of story. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.